Are you ready to spice up your shopping experience? Look no further than LoveWinsZA. Our e-commerce store offers a diverse selection of exclusive products. So whether you're searching for a unique gift or treating yourself, we have something special just for you. Don't settle for the ordinary. Visit our website at www.lovewins.co.za. That's www.lovewins.co.za today and discover the extraordinary with LoveWinsZA.
To advertise, email podcast at thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Machi.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
I'm telling you, Pinduka, we gotta start going live with this show, man.
Right? So much is happening, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, someone was tweeting, hey, can't you guys record on Monday?
Ne?
Yeah, but...
Because what happened is we recorded on Sunday afternoon and we thought, ah, no, we're good. We're safe.
Yeah.
And then the Maphorisa thing dropped straight after we left the studio.
Whoa.
And then I saw when the show was premiering on Monday 3... Mm-hmm. All the comments were about Maphorisa and we never spoke about it.
No. I hate it when that happens.
Dude.
Fuck.
But
especially if
Thursday
it happened
now.
On the day.
Huh?
I'm saying we've got Thursday and we're talking about...
Yeah, but when we finish here, something might happen.
Ish,
yeah.
That's another thing. So you can even record on Monday. Something happens and you can't control these things, sadly.
Can't.
So what would it take for us to go live, gents? A bigger team, ne?
Just an HM and a bigger team.
We'd need a bigger team, yeah. We'd have to get a bigger team.
Mm.
Definitely.
Yeah. But what did you think, bro, about the Pori thing?
Oh, it's insane, right?
Huh?
It's insane. But I saw it coming, man. Not the abuse allegations and stuff, but her withdrawing the charges.
Mm.
No.
Saw it coming. And what? It takes a lot of women back who have valid
exactly.
cases and valid charges. You know what I mean? Not to say the charges were possibly invalid, but you know what's going to happen. Every time now, cops are going to be like, yeah, then it was a Pinduboya 40, it was drama charges and have all sorts of attitudes. So, yeah. Weird, man. Strange. What do you think of it?
Is his career cancelled?
Nah, you can't cancel Pori if you think about it, though.
Mm.
Why not?
Because... Like, he's going to get support. He's going to get booked still. A lot of people that has happened, they have been charged for all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Right? Euphonic's career wasn't cancelled when Bonang had pressed charges and then later withdrew them. So if
no, Euphonic is cancelled. Temba's booming.
Oh, so Madumane then will prove. It's fine.
Then
Madumane is as always. It's fine then.
Okay, right. The charges are against Maphorisa.
The charges are against
we need to know who did they arrest, Madumane or Maphorisa. Tuli must tell us. Who fucked up? Was it Madumane or Maphorisa?
Yeah, man. I don't think you he's still gonna. He's like still a powerhouse and... You know what happens on social media versus what happens on the ground. And he's not the kind of artist who depends on brands, sponsorships, deals. A lot of his money is from the music, is from the streams.
So social media, he's fucked. So he can't post.
But he's not even a social media guy.
Mm.
And even if he does post on Instagram, a lot of people are going to comment, are fans who follow him.
Mm.
For whatever reasons they follow him, for his drip, for his style, for his swag, or whatever. So I don't think he won't get cancelled. So how do you cancel Lord Pori? Think about it. Unless he got arrested. Maybe it's a different story because you can't move, you can't do much, you know what I mean, in a sentence. But come on, bro. He's still going to get booked and he's still going to pack places up. And that's the power of Pori.
I think you'd get cancelled if there was a body.
Yo.
Obviously then. I mean, that's different. That's like, yo.
Mm.
That's murder and it's proven. It's like, well, you get me. Because now, also what has happened is, now we don't know the validity of whether what happened, right? But what happens as she withdraws the charges, then other people are going to start saying, did it even happen? Do you get me? So there's that question mark now and that third door of possibility. So,
and I see she's gigging again. She's got a gig tomorrow or on Friday.
She probably, but she probably was booked ages ago, you know?
Mm.
But I wonder what happened. She didn't drop a statement or anything.
No, she didn't.
Because all the stuff we know, it's leaked from the police statement that she'd made when upon pressing charges.
Oh, yeah. Let's read that statement. Do you have it, fact checker? Can
Something
you read it for us, please?
Dragged into the balcony. It's ugly, man.
What she reported.
I think because I heard that they were fighting at a club on Friday, right? Mm-hmm. And then this transpired on Saturday. With such things, it's always got to do with infidelity.
Generally.
99% of the time. So generally. One of them is cheating, or one of them was caught.
Yeah, and someone doesn't want to...
Release the phone.
Nah, it's always the phone, eh? Someone's phone is locked. Oh. It's probably wiped clean now. You know, but yeah, definitely. It's always that. With couples, especially famous couples, you know, moneyed couples, it's generally that.
Fact checker, can you read the statement for us?
It states that the 29-year-old reportedly stated that he had taken her phone and kept hitting her with his elbow on the balcony as they wrestled for her phone after a gig. This took place on Sunday, the 7th of May, 2023 at 12 p.m.
Yeah.
And it started at a gig and escalated at the residence, at Tuli's residency. Apology.
So, Kosli, what happens when, as a lady, you open a case and then you withdraw it?
So, okay, from how these things have seemed like when you hear from the police's side, because obviously there's a whole this thing like, oh no, the police will tell people, are you sure? Because this is what commonly happens is mm-hmm. that women would go obviously report and then you go back, you start talking, you forgive one another, you forgive him, he asks for another chance and whatever. So that's where now it's okay, withdraw, because now it's like, oh, okay.
How do you ask for another chance? He was in prison.
Who was in prison?
Matumanu Apori, we don't know.
Well, Angita, at that point, she went to go report it, and obviously he was he had to even appear because Angita, you got bailed out for 4,000 rand, right?
Yeah.
So obviously now the day after, it's withdrawing the charges. You know, so yes, she did report. He had to appear and get bailed out, but then thereafter, it's like any case. You can drop the case anytime, right?
Do you think in the heat of the moment, she's like, fuck it, I'm opening up a case. And then when everything is cooled down, and she sits there and she's like, actually.
And this is the common thing, what happens as well with a lot of relationships, I think, whereas it's because we've heard the police also say that this is what couples do. Someone is going to report it and Chigi Chigi is going to drop the case. Maybe cool misana when they are fine now and it's all love lives here. You understand? So I think I don't know. This thing, maybe who knows? We have to have this discussion and as just general in society on...
We're having it now, Ghost Lady.
Yeah, but I'm just like, with people who are saying why and who have experienced it even, you know, and say what happened, what changed and why. I think this whole GBV story is always happening. We hear these things and cheeky cheeky things are fine. And it's like, what is it? What kind of a society are we? You know, can we be maybe a society that doesn't even just, we don't lay hands on one another? You know, it's being abused is not a thing.
What's wrong, Zozo? Oh, the guest is here. Tell her we're coming. We just started. Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an OnlyFans guest. Tell her we're coming. Tell her we're coming.
Zozo, we're also expecting food. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Zozo.
We expect. Yeah. Bro, I think there's also a possibility that she knew from the start what she's doing and that maybe it's a scare tactic. Because in some couple relationships, Tollywood is not the first time it happens. And then I told Kay, namhlanje uzolala phakathi. Just to shake it up, shake him up.
You don't think it's the first time it happens?
No. I'm saying in some relationships. Or in some relationship, it happens for the first time. And the lady knows that, I'm not going to piss at you. But what I will do is use it as a scare tactic to say, listen, if you fucking do this again, I am capable. And let this be a warning. So sometimes it's not even a matter of calming down and it's going, oh, man, I made a bad decision. Sometimes it's knowing that I'm going to withdraw the charges tomorrow.
So that means that...
So that he sees how real it is, that this shit can get real.
Quick.
Quick.
But that means then she went there knowing that uzomshaya. Is that what it is? Like...
She went there?
How can you say that?
As no, a female. No, if you know... No.
Auntie, she knew she was going to get shy.
No.
How? Okay, how she says that, but based on what? Like, what?
No, because you are saying... is that it's not the first time.
Right? No, God, I didn't say it's not the first time. I said at times.
Okay, it's not the first time. Therefore.
And then sometimes. Not Utuli.
Oh, not Utuli.
I don't know.
Generally.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then one day we had decided, you know what? Fuck this shit.
Today I'm gonna show you.
Just to show you. Mm. Or sometimes the first time. But what I'm saying is, Mac was saying it's possible that in the heat of the moment, obviously she's shocked, shell-shocked, traumatized, press charges, right? Yeah. Which is the right thing to do.
Yes.
So let's not say, which is the right, and then she comes down and realizes, hey, maybe she has a change of heart and withdraws the charges. Mm. Then I said, or it's possible that she knew as she was going to the police station that she just wants to scare him or to make him realize.
Exercise the power.
Yes, to make him realize how fucked up the situation is. And to make him realize that, yo, listen, namhlanje uzolala, but she knows uzomkhipha.
Wow, but that is even bad. Just to do it for the sake of knowing that you're going to drop the charges. That's even worse.
You can do that to shake someone up as a scare tactic to make them realize that if you ever fucking lay your hand on me again, this time around I'm not going to withdraw the charges.
That's when you must allow the law to do its utmost, because then it's known that, oh, okay, you're going to go and report her and then jiggy-jiggy drop the
ghost
charges.
Ghost lady, what are you to do if this is... We are saying it has happened before.
But, yeah. But it has happened.
So if this has happened and you talk to your partner and you're like, listen, please don't do that. And it still continues to happen. At some point... you got to do something different.
Okay, yeah. Go to the police.
And show him that this is serious.
Okay. And then I'm just saying, when you go to the police, let the law take its course. Don't go back and drop the charges. That's my thing.
Okay, don't use the scare tactics card.
Yeah, because you're using, at the end of the day, police are working.
So what do you do then if your partner doesn't want to stop?
If he doesn't want to stop, either you leave him, you know, if that's what you're in danger, that's the life that you are... That's dangerous. Because what's going to happen? You end up dying. Haven't you seen those situations? Because it starts off as a small and it just escalates, right? Mm. So I think for me, it's a very dangerous, it's a toxic environment to be in a relationship that is constantly, this is what occurs all the time.
What do you think, Fetchika? Would you use that as a scare card? You would, no?
Sorry about that. Yeah, I would, most definitely. If you've hit me once, you can do it again.
Yes.
And I know myself. I know that I'm not strong enough to leave you because I love you. So I'm going to show you that, look, two can play this game. You do it again, this time you'll stay for good. Mm. Yeah. So
that I can actually report you.
Yes, and reporting and dropping the charges after.
Yes, because...
Yes, as in report and then drop, or report and leave it for the law to take its course.
According to what Saul is saying, right? Uh-huh. Is saying that it isn't something that, it's not like she wants him to be there in that position. Okay. She just wants to show him that you're not supposed to mess with me. And there's no other way to defend yourself. I can't hit you because you hit me.
Of course.
The best thing to do is to show you that next time, if you are going to hit me for the second time, then you're going to realize, okay, this person did this, I did this, and this person took me to prison before. So if I could do it again, this time I'm gone for good.
It's like a delinquent kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then go about some bizilama poisa this time. But they know very well, but the idea of seeing what the fuck is really happening, here are the cops. You know what I mean? So I was saying that it's possible she knew initially, before even pressing charges, that she's going to withdraw them. Mm. And also, it is constitutionally her right to withdraw the charges. Another thing. Mm. Right? Yes, it does take the whole GBV anti-GBV movement back. But she was also exercising her constitutional right.
And I want to know, does this mean that all of Puri's songs, we can't play them as DJs now? Are they cancelled? Because that's half or 90% of piano songs.
Hey, my man.
Nigga gone.
No, I just think you must judge from the crowd. If the crowd is not responding, chincha. Change the song fast.
Anyway, and now, what a minute, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Like we never left. So Pinduka is here.
Yo.
Black Studios here. Nentsango yabo ebema kakhulu. He's nukise indawo yonke lapha.
How was ya?
Something else that say, kone puma ne kwapa.
Is it Nentsango or it's a kwapa?
I thought it was just pee, you know. I thought maybe because we live in the extent I feel it. But man,
oh,
fucking roll on. Especially in sunny days like this.
Ghost ladies here, fair checkers here, viewers here. I got some amazing news to announce.
Yes.
So from today, okay, well, starting next week, what we're going to do with the Sunbet Arena event that we have happening, that we're hosting on the 30th of July at Sunbet Arena. Yes, get your tickets, right? So this is what we're going to do. If you buy a ticket from now until the event,
yeah,
we're going to be giving away like special podcast experiences. So, for example, next week, whoever buys a ticket next week, might win, I don't know, man, like a meet and greet, you know, or another week, we'll do like a date with anyone in the crew, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
cool stuff like that until the event, you know what I mean?
Oh, brilliant, man.
Yeah, So, there's cool stuff we're going to do. Like, maybe 1 week we'll do a thing where you can join us on stage. Or like on the day you have Grandeur on tap. Cool stuff like that.
Oh, Grandeur on tap sounds like a great
So make sure you get your tickets. Keep watching the show and seeing what's up for grabs. And yeah, I'm excited, man. How are you feeling about 30th of July? Are you excited?
I'm excited. Super excited. And the vibe is real. And the excitement. Because every time we go to a gig or pass someone, even at a mall, they're always like, see you at Sunbet Arena. So it's beautiful, man.
Yeah. And I reached out to Makadze. I don't know if it was a manager who I was talking to on WhatsApp to see. Because we booked via open mic.
Oh, shit.
But we hadn't paid yet.
Okay. Thank goodness.
So I think we're going to pay her directly.
Oh. Nah, let's book it directly. After what they're doing to her.
Nah.
We can't do that. Remember? Book it directly.
Yeah, I said that, hey, we must not pay via open mic, hey, because she's not accepting those gigs.
Yeah. What's going on with Likao, guys?
Hey, there was a very, like...
The wife wants 50% of the company. She believes she's entitled to it. I don't know on what grounds. Mm. Yeah, that's what's happening. And he's opened a case of extortion. She's a charge. He went to charge her at the Midrand police station, I think, for extortion.
Mm.
Yeah, let me find it. It's in the press.
We do have it here.
So he's
embroiled in a heated dispute with his wife over the ownership of and shares of the successful shoe brand. The situation has become so intense that Likao has gone to the police, alleged that his wife attempted to take his shares from him. But before we divulge into, before we delve into the details of this drama, not that part. Sorry. No, it's another part actually, because I'm reading from an article. So it's actually saying go to subscribe to their article.
Oh, it's not fully.
Yes. So no. This is article.
Yeah, you were saying for a checker.
Yes, the case is currently still undergoing. It started on the 30th of April, or it leaked on the 30th of April, because Likao hasn't confirmed it. It's only sources close to him that have confirmed that he has opened up charges against his ex-lover. It doesn't say ex-wife.
Oh, ex-lover.
It's an ex-lover. What? It doesn't even sound... Were they married? Is it ex-wife? Is it wife? Because I didn't even know Likao was married. Not that I know a lot of details about his
life. The article states that it's an ex-lover. It's an ex-lover. Yeah. Mm. Not sure if it's a wife. It could be an
No, if it was a wife, they'd say ex-wife. They wouldn't say lover.
Yes, true.
However, she is demanding approximately 50% of...
Oh, that changes everything, eh? That changes everything, eh?
What do you mean? How so?
Because I thought it was the wife. If it was the wife, then I'm like, she's entitled to 50%.
She's entitled.
Because a lot of times with these companies, and I know a friend of mine is going through pretty much similar thing, where he was dating his wife Well, they're still married.
Dating his wife.
They're still married, right? And then he started this company and then it blew up, right? But she was integral in part of him starting the company. And which is what niggas don't talk about. Uh-huh. They don't talk about how behind the scenes, the woman is the one who's always like pushing them, giving them ideas, giving their 2 cents worth, you know.
She's the legs of Ghost Lady's duck.
Drop the fucking
thing. The man is just out there, you know, like, hosting nights.
Yeah. A lot of niggas don't mention
that's
that.
That's true. Yeah. People don't. Or how they hold down the fort back home and give you the space to operate and fully do your thing. Or at times, they are even within the company structures.
Yeah, exactly. Because like, just hold on for a second. Because like, even with me, bro, I always say, like everything that I have is because of Naledi.
Every great thing in your life is because
of Naledi.
You
like,
always say that.
Me starting the podcast, Grandeur was her idea. You understand? Sure. And so if she wanted 50%, I wouldn't mind.
It's rightfully like, so.
I mean, even this outfit, she chose it today. I wanted to wear something else. She's like, no, you're not going on camera with that.
Oh, you see?
But she hasn't been doing a great job. If she, if she's the one who's always dressing you, she's doing it to repel the roadkill. She's doing it to repel the roadkill. I'm sure she's the one secretly with the copper fragrance coming in your clothes. It's him, bro. I'm telling you, it's him. But you're right. And you mentioned a very valid point that a lot of men don't want to address or talk about.
So
or
now,
admit.
So now this couple, they're having a divorce because of that. The wife was like, listen, hold up.
Yeah.
I want 50 stake of this. And the company is big now. Everybody knows it. But they're getting a divorce because of that. How crazy?
Fucking.
Getting a divorce and they're like 4 kids in deep.
They're getting a divorce because she wants a 50% stake.
And he's like, no ways. That ain't happening.
Why?
But don't you advise, and when you tell him that, well, bro, she did play a part and she is, she was your wife and she started this with her technically.
Ah, he doesn't want to listen. He's stubborn. You know what I mean?
For real.
Yeah, man.
Nah, man. Nah, so you're saying, like, how might I take the 50% point?
Well, that's why I said it changes things. If it's an ex-lover.
What if it's an ex-lover who did help him? What
exactly.
You know those girls? You know those girls who take out a loan for you?
Yep.
Because where now you're hustling, and now she's got a corporate, a 9-to-5 stable job, Nyana, where she can, you know, get a loan, be it you need 100K, be it. There's so many what ifs. That's the thing.
My thing is.
Even if it's a girlfriend, if she played a role, she deserves something. It might not be 50%, but something.
Yep.
If it's a wife, for me, I feel like the objective at the end of the day is to build a legacy for our kids and whatever. Mm. So there's a common goal there. Mm. But if it's a girlfriend, hey man, it's a bit tricky because it's like, okay, why were you in this in the first place? Was it just to reap the rewards or were you just literally supporting me as your partner at that time?
But if it's a girlfriend who was there when he started and assisted, then rightfully so, she deserves something. If she assisted, wife or not wife, if she assisted in starting it,
So we reached out to Lekau.
We
reached out to Lekau. This is what he said. This is a response, right?
Oh, we reached out already.
Yeah, for write a reply.
Okay, cool.
He's like, ah, man, sadly, it's really a sensitive story for me and mostly her family. I don't want to give power to a story, which to other people is really what they're going through. Me talking on it will just make me give it power and make my personal brand to be about personal things. Damn, Lekau's got a brand now.
Oh, haven't you seen Lekau?
Please, let's talk when we talk product and sponsorships, etc. Really not about these things. Out of love and respect to the gents, you and the platform. That's from Lekau, because Dudu, our producer, reached out to him. So that's what he said. I don't respect that, man.
No worries. I get it. He doesn't want when, you know, people Google Lekau. He wants Trip to come first in the results and not all the shenanigans, which are personal. And that's why I'm like, damn. I didn't even know he had a wife. So he's done a great job in keeping his shit private. So I get it.
What were you saying, Fat Checker?
I was actually about to state that there aren't really any solid sources as to confirm whether he has a wife. However, Sunday World is confirming that Lebogang is his wife.
Lebogang?
Yes.
Yeah, but who'd trust Sunday World, man? Come on. Sunday World.
Imagine.
Hey, bro, I was checking out Castle Mixed Out Blank Conversations last night, right?
Yeah.
And
which episode?
I'm on the Black Privilege one.
black privilege.
Yes.
Black pride.
Black pride.
Oh, black pride. Okay.
So I'm checking out the episode and Lebo Mashile is there and she mentioned something very profound, man. I really like what she said. She said, as a black person, if you have access to your culture, language, and land, you are privileged.
That is true.
Bro.
I see a lot of people, especially black people, who, you know, think it's a flex when their kids can't speak their home languages.
Oh, no.
Think it's a flex when their kid don't know, have never been in Makaya, where either you grew up or where your family's from. Kids who don't know imvelaphi yabo. Even adults, black adults, who think it's cool not to know your language. You're actually at a huge disadvantage.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, bro. So I thought that was so profound, man.
It is. And we're rich. We're very rich. I mean, in culture. Remember in primary school when they were like, it's cultural day and white people would come in just
t-shirt.
In just a t-shirt and jeans, right?
No,
this is my culture. I'm American, from America or whatever. And, you know, and you get there and we've got such rich stories, man, of our forefathers we know very well. And it's so sad that we hardly even get these kind of talks because we know as black people, we've always documented our history. It's always been stories told down from ukoko to the young ones. And that culture, sadly, not there. But there was a moment where you could literally trace back your lineage, you know, from ukulu, uzalusbanbani, till like 200 years ago. And so, yeah, we're not that privileged when it comes to those kind of things, which is sad. But yeah, I think we've got very rich.
I overheard my son tell our auntie the other day. So I was sleeping, but I could hear them talk. It's like, auntie, me, I'm not Venda, okay? I'm English.
Oh, no.
I'm like, this fucking guy.
Are you going to take him to initiation?
Of course. He's got to.
You did it.
He's got to, bro.
Ne?
Yeah, no, he's got to, man.
You know who he is.
Yeah, no. That kid is something else, man.
Are you teaching him?
Are you teaching him?
I don't even know those myself.
Is it? But you why don't you ask the uncles?
Yeah. And my grandfather's brother's still alive, eh?
Your grandfather's brother's still alive. Mm. Yeah, man. Eventually he's going to leave this earth. You must sit down with him.
You could find that you can even Google them, you know?
True. Yeah, a lot are on Google, and you've got a very popular surname.
Yeah, Mukwebo is.
Mukwebo, I was with Mukwebo yesterday. Some guy from, forgot him, short from Alex, disabled guy, like he uses crutches. Kim Mukwebo, ne?
Yeah.
What's his name? Do you remember his first name? Yeah, that guy's a Mukwebo. Mukwebo. I remember when he was like, hey.
How?
What? Uteni, something kokro or something. You know what I mean? Like, kokro, you know? So, yeah, man. Like, yeah, you could Google it. It sounded like that, but I'm sure it didn't say that.
Yeah.
But you can Google it, man. You know what I mean? I think it's always beautiful to know these things. And
it is.
Chill with your father. I mean, your grandfather or grandfather's brother. Your grandfather's a mkulu wako. And extract as much knowledge as possible so that you can pass it down to your kids as well.
It's important.
Have you noticed these days, even in like in me and my family, in our generation, there's one guy I trust, ongahlabi inkomo, you know? And the previous generation, our uncles, four, five of them, or all of them in that line could do it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Now you're finding that only one guy can do it. Only one guy knows the processes. If it's okhatjwa, emsamo, kukhulunywa kanjani, uthini, and because there's particular processes and steps for different cultures. And if you notice, it's dwindling. And we becoming that generation that's at a disadvantage or not so privileged.
Yeah, all we know is riders, my man. That's all we know.
What?
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
If we brought in Nkomo here, who could slaughter it?
Oh, no. No one.
Tibla! Fuck out.
The way even Tibla did it, you're trusting your oak up.
Okay. Tell us, what's the first thing to do?
Come school us.
Yeah, what's the first thing to do to slaughter a cow?
There's a cow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Slaughter it. Take us through the process.
You hook the horns. And then you hook to a tree. And then after that, the barki, mm-hmm. Then you hook them. Or like we set up fast. From there.
Nah,
when you come, yeah. Ushange kepi.
Sol, when you pull that rope, the cow is gonna fall, dog. Trust me.
And you do this one man, Tibla?
Yeah? No, no.
Oh, okay.
You can't do it one
man. Okay, wait. Okay, sorry to disturb you. Say pants and go.
Now it's down, I get. Someone is gonna hold the ones.
Mike.
By the head, I get. And then another one is gonna cut the throat. Trust me. That's how we do it at home, dog.
That's how you do it.
For real,
We don't put a screwdriver on the head or whatever.
Not a screwdriver, man.
Some people use a screwdriver on the head.
Yeah, there's a spot.
You just punch it.
Yeah, there is a spot. There's a soft spot.
And then it just
even with a screwdriver, that's how you do it.
Oh, or a knife, or just a huge ass knife. I've noticed.
That's how you do it, dog.
So, Nina, in common, many...
Like, you cut it.
Many things, and
yes, dog. That's how we do it.
And then the force of the leg, someone needs to grab...
Other people are pulling that rope, like, maybe 10 people, maybe.
Yo.
Up until, like, it's no longer kicking.
How do you grab its horns?
Now it's down, like...
Before it's down, you said you must grab the horns first and tie to the tree.
You tie the horns, a rope around, and then you just... Like, but again, we first suck on the horns, or you put it with a stick.
You hold the rope on the horns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you tie the
cowboy style.
Yeah.
That's
how you do it.
Hey. Damn.
And then you tie it to... By the horns, you tie it to the tree.
Yes. You just tie the rope around the tree while the cow is running around. You tie the rope, you pull it. When you pull that rope, actually the cow is going to come closer. Then the horns will be way near the tree.
Mm.
So when you pull the legs back there, it's going to fall. Trust me.
Tata Mukhomo, can you confirm these things?
Tato does not know anything.
It was wild, man. You know what I mean?
You saw like a pucha.
But like I'm, okay.
And then out of all, after knowing all of that, you decided to hold the camera.
With all that knowledge, you decided to come to Joburg and hold the camera for 2 hours like this.
Yeah. You could be enjoying land and cows.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All that livestock.
You're saying, Peter? Oh, you're saying that thing. All right, cool.
No. With the kids, for when you're talking about on CV's day, the white kids would wear your rugby t-shirts.
Yes! Bastards! And a pocket full of biltong. That's their culture. So what privilege, man, to have culture. And it's so sad that, you know, that's why I like shows such as Black Conversations. Because, you know.
Yeah, shout out to Milk Stout.
Shout out to Milk Stout, man. Because you get to learn, you know what I mean, and realize your shortcomings as well of not being super as in touch with customs and cultures of your own background.
So we haven't done this in a while, bro, but we decided to ask Chillis to send us questions. Girls, ladies got the questions. Can you hear us?
Okay.
Hit us with our questions.
The questions. We haven't done it in a while, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one, right? Even it says, okay, with AI becoming so advanced, isn't Ghost Lady nervous that someone will someday fancy voice will do some fancy voice search and figure out her identity, right? And if one day someone figured her identity out, would she continue being a ghost lady and would podcast find a new ghost lady? Yeah.
So, nah, no one can replace you. Not even AI, man.
You're special. Come on.
I'm special.
But people don't even know that behind the scenes, you're the mother of the show. Like, without everything would collapse.
Oh, yeah. If the AI can't mother the show.
No.
Get some whatever.
Oh, okay. Did you see? Fuck, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
The recent episode we did for Offside, the soccer podcast.
Yes.
That was edited by AI.
For real?
The whole show. So, Black Studio, all they did was put the imaging. So, like, when you see the intro... and the thumbnail, not the thumbnail, the, you know, the pop-up, what are they called? Lower thirds.
Wow.
They only put that, but the rest was edited by AI.
What program? What, how? Like?
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT?
Yeah.
No, Premiere Pro.
Yeah.
Oh. Is it Premiere Pro?
There's a
speak on the mic. Speak on the mic this so people can hear you, man.
This is Tato.
So it's coming for your job.
Not really. It's not accurate, you know.
Okay.
So you have to fix it after AI editing the episode. So you have to make sure that it edited it accurately. And then if not, you have to go back and, you know.
So what does it do? Does it cut, like, I get it, there's three cameras.
Yes.
So
yes.
It just interchanges between the cameras.
Yes, it interchanges between all the cameras. It just cuts and then it only takes like 15 minutes max or even less.
Wow.
But it's not accurate.
It's not accurate, but still it helps,
yes,
dog.
It helps.
Does it make your job easier?
A lot easier.
Wow.
Wow.
It's fascinating.
It's very, very fascinating.
Okay. Question for Saul. So before you started with your diet, how many... Okay, they refer to weight and... As stones, how many stones were you at? And
from
currently,
England.
Yeah, it must be here. Yeah. And currently, how many stones are you on now? And
what's going on, ghost lady? Lately, you can't read, eh? What's going on? Hey, what be saying? It's not make sure already.
And I've noticed it as well. I've noticed it as well.
I'm trying to be polite.
I think Chill has noticed it as well, you know? Because you're like, I know it's fine. You don't have the subscription. Now I'm about to go to link. I'm sure whatever.
It's like,
it says to read more, subscribe. No, I'm like, yeah, right. Bring that shit here. Let me read it.
No, I can show you. I can show you where that I got that from. I will show you. Hey, so.
No, but continue.
No, don't. Yeah, no, I don't believe you. Come on. Yes.
My inability to read.
Hey.
No, my tongue just gets twisted. And it's like, I'm reading fast and... It's not catching up. I don't know what happened.
Breathe.
Relax.
Breathe. Word by word, yeah. If you okay. need to. Breathe.
Okay.
Or just read them
slowly
before the show so
and
that
I
you
do.
Know the gist of the question.
No, I
and
do.
And you paraphrase it.
I do. And then it's just like the word, I don't know. Maybe I've got some kind of whatever, but it is what it is. Okay, I'll breach through this. So when you started with your diet, how many stones were you at? And currently, how many stones are you on now? Do you see any progress thus far?
Hey!
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
Now, I actually just put my own words because there was a bit, I think there was a spelling mistake somewhere. Okay, but anyway.
AI has nothing on that.
No, it doesn't. No.
Can't
perfect this.
Have read it better, yeah? No, man, I'll be honest with you. It's very tough, especially with the travel. So I fell off the wagon a bit, you know. I mean, here I am consuming alcohol. But before then, I started on 147 kilos. And before the discipline teka, I was on 139. I mean, yeah, 139, yeah? So I'd lost 8 kilos. I don't know how many stones that is.
How much do you want to lose?
How much do I want to lose? I want to get to 110.
Damn.
Yeah. And my 110 is very, like, slim, eh? Because, like, I'm already... Think about it this way. I'm 147, which is unbelievable. And yes, I've got a proper accurate scale. Even the gym scale says that. Well, was 147. But I don't look like a 147, right? You'd think I look like a 120. So imagine me at 110. I look like an 80 or a 90.
I keep saying to Saul, you mustn't lose weight. It's bad for the brand, man.
And already you can see Saul has lost weight.
It's bad for the health.
Eh?
Weight is bad for the health. What good is a brand when I'm dead?
You know?
What good is a brand when I'm dead? And people like saying that, but it's not nice, you know,
what?
To be big.
I can't see you slim, bro.
Like, for real, let me show you pictures of me slim.
Yeah?
Let me show you. Oh, actually, someone had sent a pic I took with a fan ages ago. I'm going to say scoop this tombe. Scoopy. You boys are gonna put it in, eh? Yeah.
And what are you on now? Your weight?
You just said 140 what?
You're on 140?
I saw. You see, I'm even wearing the white TKO cap from White Dog.
Dog, you look like a struggling rapper here, my dog. No.
But you know old pictures. But look, that's me, Slim.
Nah, this ain't you, bro. You look like there's no life here. There's no joy. Look at your mouth, my man.
I was looking at YFM. Come on now. You know how it was. You know, waking up, ask the CEO, asking Captain. Of course you're gonna be all frustrated and look all
no bro. Oh, no so... way.
Yeah, you see, and I just lost weight there. I just gone through a weight loss thingy, the same program.
They can put it up, right?
Put it up. Come on, if there's plenty of pictures of me slim.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it up.
Bro, if you become that slim, they're gonna think you have AIDS or something.
No, but you look healthy, you see, that's the thing. When you lose weight, like look at Samtong Soweto, you lost a lot of weight, but in a healthy manner.
What's that we para soul?
What not thing para? Come on. Guys, it's the camera.
If you go to Hillbro and you see a nigga like that coming towards you, you're not running away.
I'm running.
What's that?
I'm running.
Which one is that one?
Oh shit.
Which one is that one? Let me see this one.
I lost draw.
Don't Mac like a Mac or something. Hey.
I lost draw.
I'm like a lost draw this and people.
And the glasses, my man. The glasses.
Remember the white glasses?
The white glasses were white.
And they were small, eh?
Damn.
But I insisted. The optometrist said these are small. I was like, no, I can see. I insist, as long as they're white.
And the shoes not color blocking in sight.
Shoes are that's bad. Old pics are like that, aren't they?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they're always just
even the pics we're taking now, so in 10 years' time, when we look at them, you'll be like, what the fuck was
yes,
that?
Yes, and that's the fucked up thing about pictures. Sometimes half the time it's the camera quality. But then call my sim, but I won't even say.
Next question goes
these days.
Oh man.
Okay. This one says, what do you guys normally do? What do you chill together besides working time? Like
Barely. Only when we're like, on the road.
Yeah. We already see enough of each other, bro.
Yeah,
imagine.
Exactly.
Now saying, yo, I'm coming to a bride.
Oh, fuck you. Now, no. Please, no prize. Yeah, we barely chill, man, eh?
Yeah.
Like, we don't chill outside of work. But when it's work, it's also like a chill time anyway. So, yeah. He's got his own friends. I have my own life.
Yeah.
Do people always ask you, where's Saul, when they see you?
All the time. Fuck. Yeah. Till this day. To this day.
I check my pockets. I'm like, oh no, man. Now, what should I say, man? You know what I mean? Like, hey, where's Matt? Like, he's home cooking. I left him in the house. Let's video call him.
So last week we were on vacation, eh?
Yeah.
With Ghost Lady and my other friends.
No, that smells great. I just had food coming, yeah?
So we're chilling by the fire, right? Mm-hmm. So we're playing music, and Ghost Lady's sitting right next to Mnaga, and they're having their own conversation.
Mm. Oh my
God. So now.
Hope it didn't involve reading.
So my cousin, out of the blue, my dog, switches off the music. And then that's when we catch Ghost Lady saying, hey, yazi nami amatola my ashes.
Mac, you had to bring this here.
So it turns out that while the music was playing, Mnaga said to Kanye, hey, what about my gun back of my young
sheet? Why don't you just move if you're uncomfortable and your knees are burning up?
No, the problem
from
it was
the fire.
No, it was Mac's cousin who just switched off the music, and we were having a conversation. It had nothing to do with.
But if
all they heard is Amatolo, Amayasha, and then it became the joke of the night.
Wow.
That's my thought. I'm like, why don't you just
Why don't you just move? Why don't you just go, hey, I'm uncomfortable. I'm going to step back a bit.
No, I'm not. I was like, well, I'm going to walk up my own
shit. This is not their turn.
Next time, baby, we've got a notification going, yo, shama tolo lapa.
Thank you.
Hamba weto. Yo, shama tolo lapa mpumalang.
How many times have we been going away, guys?
Yeah.
Okay, another question is for Meg. When are you bringing your mom to the show?
She said after a million, eh? Yeah, after a million subscribers. So subscribe if you want to see my mom. Yeah.
So
shit, how far are we, man? Fuck, we're getting close, eh?
We are.
We're getting close, man. Yo, let me check how far are we podcasting.
So close. We get a million.
Man, that's gonna be insane, bro. That's wild. Like wild. 937,000. Jeez.
937. So 70,000. Wow.
Sure.
Wow. Close, eh?
Yeah, we've got until the 30th of July to reach. I think we'll get there.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Question for fact checker. Did you ever get that thigh tattoo? No, okay, so it's a no, guys. Nope. Mm. She hasn't got it. Too many.
Why not?
Yeah, why?
I'm waiting for someone to accompany me.
Oh, tattoo.
You're waiting for someone. That's why you didn't get a tattoo on your thigh.
How? I'm just saying this.
It's not tattoo.
You're going to get on it.
Pardon?
Did you tell us what you're going to get on your thigh?
Yes, a dream catcher.
Yeah, she said a dream catcher.
What the fuck?
So if I accompany you, would you take it?
No.
Yeah, we'll all accompany you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we'll all accompany you.
I can't even help the tattoo artist.
One of us.
Yeah.
After you asked, she said no. Yeah. But I'm like, then he says, no, all of us. Then
we're family. Yes. Yeah, we'll all accompany you.
Then I'll tell you when I get my tattoo.
Yeah, awesome. No problem.
Oh, okay, cool.
Are you struggling to read there or you need a...
Here's how to scroll. I'm like, come on, let me scroll more. Hey, can you? Can you?
Okay, guys, how was Vic Falls and...
Amazing. I feel like I say this with every country that I go because I love traveling so much.
Yeah.
But it was amazing, man. Vic Falls was dope. I had fun, bro.
Yeah, so much fun. My highlight was Murandu. Tell the Murandu story.
So we crossed the border of Zim. We were traveling with Toss the whole time.
Yeah, Toss was also playing at the festival.
Yeah, so we crossed the border of Zim. We're going to Zambia. This guy just comes. We're chilling. We're waiting for our passports and stuff. We're chilling by the car. This guy is walking towards us. He comes. He doesn't say anything. Just stands next to Toss. He's like, hey, my friend, take a picture of Murandu here.
He's Murandu in Zambia.
Oh, so it's Murandu.
Murandu. He's like, hey, Murandu, take a picture of Murandu. Toss, now you're smart. Meg is like, my man, did you even greet, bro? He's like, Murandu.
Murandu.
Yeah, but nah, Zim was amazing.
Zim was amazing, man.
What is it called? Musi? Watonya. Watonya. Watonya.
And we're by Vic Falls, so they just have animals randomly just roaming around.
Elephants.
And they had a meeting with the lions. They spoke to the lions, ne? And they said that if the lions come to Vic Falls, they can't eat the people. What? But if the lions find you in the jungle, they can eat you. So they came to a consensus. Because you just find lions roaming around, but they eat nobody. But go to the jungle, you are fucked.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, so is that true? It's a lie.
We saw elephants. What else did you see?
We saw buffaloes, remember? We saw buffaloes in the evening, though, man. But it was beautiful. Man, Africa is so rich, you know, with culture and wildlife. It's so beautiful. But I don't get why they don't change the Victoria Falls name back to the original name. The local people, they call it Musiwatonya, meaning the smoke that thunders, because there's what looks like smoke, but it's not smoke. I think it's just the water just spraying and stuff, right? And
I'd love it's constantly that experience. There.
And obviously the sound of the fall sounds like a roar.
Mm-hmm.
So hence the thunder that roars, the smoke that roars, which is quite fascinating. I don't know what language that is, but Musi is smoke as well in Sotho. Sotho. Musi, right? Sotho. Yeah, which shows how as a people and as Africans, we're one people, obviously different.
Connected.
Mm.
Hey, me my money. What?
It's Musi.
Mm.
Musi.
Hey, my man.
Must I spell it out for you?
No, that joke didn't land. It's not on me. That's on you. That's on you. That's not on me.
So yeah, man, that's it was a great experience.
Travel. Oh, shout out to Ja Praiser. Ja Praiser.
Shout out to Ja Praiser.
He killed. He was my favorite act throughout the whole Vic Falls. They sabotaged us.
Yeah.
Because we were playing in the morning and the sound was shit. So me and Saul had played like two songs.
Yeah.
Then Saul and Spoo was road managing us. He's like, my man, they saying kill the music, switch it off. I'm like, man, fuck you, my man. Now continue playing.
Why?
It was at the back of a hotel. And I think obviously there's not residents, but other guests at the hotel, you know, tourists, because it's a touristy place.
Oh.
So I think it was either that or I don't know what it was. It was administratively just, yeah. But Ja Praiser was amazing.
Sure.
He's like the biggest cat there.
He's like
yeah?
the Casper on your vest that side.
Oh, no. But he's got a bit of a Oliver Mtukudzi.
Oh, brilliant.
But like modernized and oh, he's incredible.
And apparently while he's performing sometimes, because he's a sangoma, he gets into a spell like on stage and they have to bring out Umpepo.
Umpepo.
He's amazing. I was in front in the crowd when he was performing.
Oh.
For real?
Yeah, I went to the crowd.
Oh, yeah. Mac was all over. Hey, he was in the crowd.
Oh, man. That was amazing.
Yeah, it was beautiful, beautiful memory.
And then we went to Zambia. Zambia is beautiful.
Zambia is amazing.
Did you see the Radisson Hotel?
That's new, hey? That's Radisson Hotel by Vic Falls. It's incredible, man.
We got to go back and do a brunch there, man.
Please.
All the Zambian chillers, if you want us back, please comment in the section, man, because it is beautiful.
Yeah, that Radisson.
When we went to the sunrise and they were having the boat cruise thing. Oh,
boy.
I'm like, Africa is amazing.
It's beautiful, bro.
Yeah.
But you'll find that it's not even black-owned, possibly.
Yeah.
That's the sad part, right?
And fortunately, when Saul met Boiti, I was sleeping.
I was like, oh, man. You know? So we see Boiti and somebody in the boys were like, but we don't know it's her. You know what I mean? And then we're like, hey, so I'll add you. Let's all chill, you know? As just to make friends, obviously. Then we realized, oh, it's Boiti, but me and her, we cool and stuff, you know. Luckily, there was no awkward thing. But it was a point where I think she came in, she was shy 360. He was like, hey. Was I 360? Yeah, there was a time. There was a time. Where, or was it the airport? Ne? Oh, when they were getting the bags.
Oh,
when
you
just
arrived
at all the time. So I went where the bags just come out of the carousel. I'm going there. Make what you land here. I born at 8. I was finally. I died. I am. I should have said to him, come meet a friend of mine. Come. It was your car, lady.
Hey, man.
It's fun, though.
Yeah. But she looked hot, man. Did you see her?
But she's hot, yeah. Oh, she is. Ooh, she is. I kept on telling her so many times.
Those couldn't believe he spoke to her, man.
Doss was so starstruck, eh?
Yeah.
Like super starstruck. But it's allowed, man. Doss is like 21 or whatever, so he probably grew up seeing her and she's so far from him. And yeah, he'd made his weekend. But it was lit, eh?
The phrase of the weekend was
Aftershit. Shout out to Spoo, man. That's his phrase. That's the shit.
All right.
Shit, did we just talk? Did we just have a private conversation
you
for
did.
10?
You did.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, there's a question.
People. Which,
we can't relate. And we were supposed to go with Zim with you guys, but we'd ended up not coming.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. They couldn't afford you guys.
Yeah. Because we're expensive like that. All right. There's a question for Spiwe. So it says, big bro, how was high school? Like with your stuttering, didn't you get bullied? And if so, how did you deal with that?
Oh, no, I didn't get bullied. I was the
bully.
The bully. So growing up, growing up, I used to fight a lot, like every week, I guess, because I couldn't speak to people. Like, so if there's confrontations and what, I'd just fight.
Mm.
So in high school, everything was, no, in primary, everything was fine because people didn't really care. And then now, in high school, you get people, they see a short guy stuttering, they just make fun of you because they're trying to impress the girls.
Mm.
And then that's where, you know, you fight a lot. But other than that, I had a great childhood, you know. Everything was awesome, man.
Yeah.
Do you remember the biggest fight you had?
Yeah, I once got stabbed with a pen.
Hey!
Hit my eye and then, yeah.
What?
You?
How did you get stabbed with a pen?
I really don't know.
By your eyes, pure.
Yeah, it hit my eye and then my eye was like blood red for a couple of weeks.
Damn!
Have you met someone who stutters? How is that?
Funny enough.
Who stutters a new stutter?
It's fucked up. Funny enough, after I got released from the ICU, I went to a different world. Hey, man.
It's a genuine question, man. I'm curious. Like,
so, Manji, this guy, he was up on the opposite bed as me. So, Manji, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, Joe, aren't you Zbanban? I'm like, yeah, no, sharp. Okay, that happens. And then, so we start chatting. So, I'm like, is this guy making fun of me or revealing? He's like, yeah. Like, he stutters exactly the same way as I do.
Yeah.
Like, I was shocked. I didn't even ask him because I was like, nah, he stutters. But there's guys who are worse. Mm. Are like worse than me.
Yeah.
I laugh inside. I'm like, shit. Hey, no.
You laugh at
other people. Yeah. Like, I have an uncle too who stutters. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, he is a bit worse than me.
Mm.
And I'm sure now because I saw him yesterday. So I'm sure when we speak, like we ask the because I don't like people finishing my words.
Mm.
Nah, he's probably don't like that. So mind you, when we talk, so see, I mean, and then you reply, and then it's like, all right.
But yours is not that bad.
Yeah.
As it improves over the years.
Nah, there's times like it.
Like, so you want to finish his sentence, but you can't.
I can't.
Stuttering respect.
Yeah. I have to wait.
It's a stuttering code. This is stuttering code.
There's a guy. Look, a stutter pack. There's a stutter pack. Or the stutter etiquette. Stutter pack.
So he wants to finish, buddy.
Because his cars are so bad. Like,
word.
You're like, hey. Yeah. Yo, man, yeah?
Damn, man. What's actually happening when you started? Like, I've never understood that.
Hey, man. They think they know. Yeah, I know. Talk slow. Think before you talk. That shit doesn't work, man.
Yeah.
Like, I've been to speech therapy for like 5-6 years.
Mm.
Didn't do.
So you don't know what's actually happening, like,
yeah, nah,
to the body, like,
nah, it's just. And mind you, there's days where I'm worse. Like, mm-hmm. like I'll there's times I'll just talk to you, I'll be fine.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then Sasa, it's worse.
Mm.
Yeah. What? And then the other thing I've noticed, my M's are bad.
Mm.
So in speech therapy, what happens?
You just read stuff. You. You read stuff and then they make you speak and then you repeat words of some recorder and then there was like exercises you do, like you take a bucket, fill it up with sunlight and then you just blow like I'm a bubbles just to have like breath control.
Sure. Insane.
I feel like my mom wasted her money on this. Like I really don't think. Yeah.
She should have booked your hotel at Formula One.
You know?
So you can bum.
Wow. All right, last question, Coach Lady. What you got for us?
Okay, why are you guys not consistent with the time for the soccer podcast?
It just started. Give us some time.
Yeah.
So load shedding has been hitting us as well. Because we've got Marco who records for us on Monday night. And then he has to send it to us so Black Studio can edit. And then if there's load shedding, it fucks up everything. But normally we wanted to upload Tuesdays at
3.
Three.
Is it three?
3 or 8 p.m. because it's a soccer podcast and at night works better.
Okay.
So yeah. Tuesday at 8 p.m. But yeah, we're just starting out. Give us some time. We'll find a working formula and we'll have a set date. But for now, it is just important to start and get the momentum going.
And the Booty Smack Challenge, what happened to it?
Should we do it?
Yeah, I met someone
gross. Wherever I go, gross say the one.
Let's do a poll. You know, some of these things I say as content, and I don't even think people take it
seriously. Wherever I go, gross have been saying. Ladies have been saying they want to enter.
Okay. Let's do a poll. Hi, chillers.
Okay.
Hey, bro. Is it true Mlindo is an Uber driver now?
Hi, Bo.
I'm asking.
No, I'm surprised. I'm like, hi, Bo.
Mlindo?
Did you hear anything about that?
Mm-mm.
No, I know such. He can't be. No, man. That's not. Let's call his manager. What's his name? We once had him. Nico. Is it Nico?
What's it called? The Smack Butt Challenge.
The Booty Smack.
Booty Smack Challenge. Cool. Option one is yes. Option two, no. Do you think we should... Hi, chillers. Do you think we should still... We should still do the Booty Smack Challenge. Okay.
So, do you have the funniest knock-knock joke?
Knock-knock joke?
Yeah. Well, someone wrote here, tell us your funniest knock-knock joke.
I don't know. I don't have a knock-knock joke, guys. Okay. No one said that. Let me see that.
Yeah. Oh, it is there. It is there.
The other question I saw is, why don't we have subtitles? But you're a chiller,
I know. Skim GP people cried, man.
Yeah, it's a lie. It's like some of the question here. Yeah.
But if you're a chiller, you should know we always have subtitles. And we did say on the show that we're recording on Wednesday.
Oh,
it takes about 2 days to do subtitles.
Yeah.
So we can't have it, unfortunately, for this episode. Mm-hmm. Because it means we don't have an episode the next day.
Yeah, because we recorded the day before.
So what do we choose? Do we not upload? Or do we just upload with no subtitles?
Yeah, we can't not upload.
And we went with the latter.
It's a pity AI can't do. I think there will be a day where AI can do subtitles.
Definitely, it's coming.
Really, sounds like it
should already
be a
they
thing
try with
doable.
Your captions, right?
No, but it's not accurate.
Yeah, it's never accurate. I'm just saying.
So even with the OnlyFans lady, because we're shooting now, the boys will have time to hoi subtitles.
Yes, I think we'll need them with one dish. Herself like a lot in Zulu.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything else?
No, we're good.
Penduka, what do you want to talk about, my dog?
Shout out to Msakia. I saw she's with Louis Vega in studio. See, she is making music.
Oh.
Yeah, so shout out to her, man. I saw that, I think, yesterday.
Mm.
Shout out. And also, there's a... I don't know how true this is. Please Google this. There's a chick, a lady in Bloom who got arrested. But it's also a slap on the wrist. She got like 30 months or something for falsely accusing someone of rape.
Ah, oh, I saw that.
Shout out. We're making progress.
I saw that, bro. Mm-hmm. I saw that. Did you see there's an error with the new banknotes?
Hi, Bo.
There's already an error.
What error?
Let me read it for you.
I think somewhere where it's written in, in Tsonga. There's an error there.
Let me read the article for you.
What is it? A typo?
There's already a wrong spelling on the new 100 rand South African's note. It's Bangi Kulu ya Afrika Tsonga.
What language is that?
Chitsonga.
Oh, Tsonga. Okay.
The drawn out legal saga between Please Call Me Inventor, Nkosana, Makate, and Vodacom continues this week. Oh, yes. Nigga wants more money, ne?
He's not going to get billions, man. I don't see it happening.
But he deserves it, my dog.
How much money did he end up getting the last time?
They wanted to give him 40 million or something.
Ish.
But he wants more.
Oof.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. He must go. He must go and get it.
Lawyer fees already.
Shit, bro. Can you please call Zozo? Some crazy shit happened today, man.
What happened?
Can you please call Zozo?
What happened?
I'll explain when Zozo comes here. Yes, Fact Checker.
Well, the latest that I've seen thus far is Ant arrested for coaching 9-year-old Denise, which was 2023 February. The one of a woman falsely accusing ex-boyfriend of rape was a last year's case in July. Last year.
So this is, what are you saying? It's false news.
There's nothing that I'm finding here. So
it's fake news.
It could be fake, yeah.
Okay, where did you get your, is it Sunday World? Did you see it from Sunday World or something?
There's an odd question.
It looks like...
What's the question? Well.
No, it's not from Panel, man. Panel tweeted this.
You gotta trust Panel, my man.
You don't trust him.
Sure.
It's not his opinion this time around.
You'll call you a gatekeeper. You'll be a gatekeeper.
But the statement says, press release, 8 May 2023, woman sentenced for opening a false rape case, Bloemfontein. Buchabelo Magistrate Court has sentenced a 40-year-old woman, R section, to 30 months imprisonment after she was found guilty of perjury. Magistrate Wilma Leroux, female magistrate, sentenced Mpo Christina Maferemere for opening a false rape case against Tebogo Madela, who's 32, but later confessed that she was not raped. The court heard on the 27th of November 2021. Then she went to the Buitulo police station to open a rape case against Madela, who was arrested on the 9th of December 2021. And then September 2022, last year, Maferemere, that's the surname, confessed before the prosecutor that she was not raped. But she did open a rape case against Madela because she did not want to pay the money he owed her. So she was probably selling pussy, and then the guy didn't want to pay, which is still fucked up, and she accused him of rape. But she only got 30 years. Imagine how long he was going to get if he was found guilty.
Just to clear it up, the only sources this information is found on is on Facebook and Twitter. There hasn't been
from any Panel thingy. Hey, Penuel.
Hey,
I want to point your pusher.
There isn't any.
If you have none, you can't go stay in our Tatama notes.
Tatama notes.
I'm crushing now.
So I say, the weirdest thing happened today. On my way to work, I get a call, Penduka.
Okay.
From Zozo.
Yeah.
Zozo says, there's a man here who drove all the way from Limpopo. Who wants to talk to you? He's a prophet and he's got a scoop. I'm like, eh? What scoop? Zozo, what happened? Please explain, man. Break it down for us.
Hey, Zozo, you look amazing with the blonde or white or gray, whatever it is, the hair. Looks good on you.
Thank you. Okay, so this is what happened. Let me just correct you a bit. He did not say he's coming from Limpopo.
No, no, but it sounds like.
Yeah.
It sounds.
Well, I mean.
Why are you correcting?
Well. Let me tell you why I have to correct it, because that man is actually terrifying.
Mm. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So.
Wow. Bro, it was crazy, bro.
Yeah. What? He stormed in, literally, and said he wants to speak to MacGyver. He has a scoop. He would not give us his name. He's looking for cameras. He said we must make sure that we remove all footage of him. We can't take down the registration of his car. I asked for his name, and he said that he wants to remain anonymous. Okay, fine. So obviously, I have to be careful with who I get access into the studio and access to the people that we work with.
Yeah.
He demanded to speak to MacGyver. Naturally, we don't do that, obviously. But then this is someone who's already in the premises, and he would not go. And
he would not go. Possibly.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you guys are doing renovations, so yeah. He just stormed in. The gate was open.
Yeah. So unfortunately, the gate at that point was open. So that's why he was able to storm in. So I call MacGyver and I say, there's a man here who says he has a scoop about, I can say, right?
Yeah.
He has a scoop about Alex Chakwani. And he talks, he's rambling. And honestly, I'm still trying to process everything because I don't quite understand the events of that
and
whole thing.
And who's Alex Chakwani?
He's He used to be the Sundowns PRO, public relations officer, passed away recently.
Yeah, he passed away recently. So he's Sunday. Like, he has a scoop. He wants to speak to Mac. Call Mac now. Mac has to come. He wants to speak to MacGyver. I'm like, okay, fine. What I can do for you is call
him. And guys, she's saying it so politely. He's being aggressive, I heard, over the phone.
Yeah.
He's banging like, he's like, I need to speak. You guys must do this. You are not listening to me. That vibe,
Yeah, it was very intense. I made a joke and said we need to start having like proper security people here because...
Yeah.
Anyway, so I call MacGyver and then they speak. MacGyver can tell you what they spoke about over the phone because I had to go out. And then after that, he's like, no, he's going to record something because he doesn't want his face to show. He just wants the audio. So he recorded, I think, maybe a 2-minute long audio.
Here it is. Why is it in that thing?
It was from the studios downstairs. So Zozo,
we had to record. So
it's a USB.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because either he recorded at that point and he goes, or he waits for MacGyver, and then that was just going to be another thing altogether. So what? We just said,
but it's long. Do you have time, bro? It's 3 minutes.
I mean, hey, a scoop of a man who just passed away 2 days ago.
And it's more than just that, but you'll hear what he says on the thing. But
just that.
It's more than just the guy about.
I need another one, bro.
Sharing's caring, man. You have the rest of this one. It's done.
Yeah, so he speaks to MacGyver, and then after that, they hang up the phone. He goes into the booth to record. He goes on and on and on. He is God, apparently. Something along those lines.
He's God.
Now we've seen God.
Was it Penel?
The black pen.
Yeah, Penel is God. Penel isn't God. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty much what happened. He stormed into the office. He demanded to speak to MacGyver. We did the best that we could with what we could do in the moment, and that's what happened. But it was like very awkward and very confusing for everyone.
And
like I said, I'm still processing it, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what happened.
Then he just walked away. He didn't insist on remaining.
Okay, so he walked out. And then, so we all think he's gone. He walks back in and he's like, you guys must not, I know all of the four of you have seen my face. The other people that are building outside, it doesn't really matter. They didn't really notice me, but you guys have seen my face. You better make sure that you can't remember it. And he looked for cameras. And then he also spoke about the registration of his car. We must not take pictures of his car and the registration.
So I heard the audio, and what I was telling Zoz is that, listen, we are not prophets. So when you hear this, it doesn't make sense. But maybe there is something to it. We just don't.
Hence, we should play it. We don't gain anything from not playing it. We don't lose anything from playing it.
You understand? Yeah. Because when you listen to it, it makes no sense. But that's because we're not prophets. So you can't decipher it. You know what I mean?
Let's play it.
Okay. Can we play it, Simpio?
Simpio, do we have volume? We don't have a speaker here.
We do.
Okay, cool.
Do they pay enough for this?
Did you just ask if they pay her enough for this? Hey, Fetch.
Yeah, she asked for Sharina, please. Dealing with prophets. This podcast is becoming a problem, man. How are you dealing with prophets? You've been looking here for 10 years, never dealt with prophets. How are you dealing with our prophets?
Oh, man.
Okay, it's starting. Okay. There we go.
God,
you have heard it many times. You have read it many times. I send people for you to preach, to teach the word of God. You do not listen. I am a messenger. In order for you to understand that I'm a messenger, you shall see a wonder today. I will send a prophet there at EFF House. Mukwen will be there. Julius will be there. They are not listening to my voice. I've been speaking many times through messengers. I've sent a prophet, I've sent a shepherd, I've sent an angel, I've sent Christ himself. You arrest Amoto, so you think I'm quiet about it. Just because I'm quiet about it, you think I'm stupid. I'm going to read the verses for this prophet to understand that I am, and I'm going to send a message to the prophet because the prophet doesn't know I exist. I was in his midst, he didn't see me. But today you shall see my face. As much as these guys who are here, they have seen the face of God. They have seen the face of God.
So he's pointing at Zozo and them right now because they're in studio while they're recording this.
Yeah.
I am God. I am God. Maybe you might think I'm joking. You light your TV. Light your TV now. SABC, right now. Light your...
Not right now, after the show. We need the views.
ABC TV, now. As McG passes the message, when he arrives here, it might sound like a joke, I'm telling you. They have seen God face to face. I'm in your midst. You push my people out. You, John, I appointed a man to teach the word of God.
Who's John? Who's he talking about, John? You don't know who John is, no? No. Do you know who John he could be talking about?
I don't know. Maybe
it's a John in the Bible.
Yeah. John the Baptist, yeah.
I appointed Julius Malema, and you think he was not appointed by me? Yamgela. Yangizwa ke manje. Sengiyakhuluma. Lento izovela ku podcast wena yamgela. Ubuso bami ngeke kuvela. Laba babonile babonile. Ubheke icele namhlanje uzosho ukuthi ubani obulale uAKA. Ngisho nalesitabane lesekusomisa. Masingawayeki lamanyala. Kuzozwakala ukuthi ubani uNkulunkulu. I am God.
What?
Like, it continues.
Hmm. Hey, not today. I had a fight. Yeah, cool. They say God doesn't have a wife. Yeah. I will speak few words after I left here. After I leave here, you shall see. Kahle kahle Shikwembu, imunhu wa ntima. Imchakani, Shikwembu. The nation which have been ridiculed for quite some time. And I was watching quietly. When I leave here, 5 minutes from here, these people shall get the message. I shall call the name of this person, that person, bam declared dead, but he stroke, I'm not stroke. This is the bloody nonsense. The bloody nonsense. The bloody
He's talking about...
Alex Chakwane.
Alex Chakwane.
Nonsense here, COVID, but COVID. Ngizobala imessage yomprofeta la. Lo mprofeta lo uthunyelwe yini. Ngizobala nje imessage nje eyokuqina ishilo esukwini lanamhlanje. Angeke asakhuluma yena imessage. From today umagine nizonginika amanumber wakhe. Le nto mase iyenzeka ayibona naye, ayizweredweni. Ngizobiza igama lalo muntu ngokutshele ngaye wena. Ngizolibiza kathathu after ngifunde la. Nalo mprofeta uzoya le nimthuma khona. Yamkela. You hear me? You are my servant. I have called you. When you get this message, you shall go at EFF's house. I don't care what you do. You shall do what I say. You have posted your message now. And it's only for few people. Few people have the message. The message reads like this so that you understand it is I, the I am. You shall tell all of them that I am, the I am. In this verse, the apostle Peter calls the supernatural being a government. He talks about the undermining of the authority, how the reprobate minds are not afraid of speaking ill or dignitaries. Now you need to understand that the word dignitary here, because he is expressly speaking a divine earthly authority instituted by the Lord. I believe by the end of this day, of the 12th, after you have started, you'll worship with this man until Friday, all of you. All of you of this country, you are my tribe. I am speaking. I shall send a message to the young man who shall come here. After I leave here, you'll give me the numbers. Or you'll give me the studio numbers because you might doubt what I'm saying. But the message, you shall get it. When McG arrives here, he shall give you the message. You shall follow all the instructions that I'm telling you. All the instructions. I'm going to speak to him alone. he must call the people that I'm going to call. It's Nota. It's Vusi Tembekwayo. They're going to read most of the thing that I'm going to send on the day. Until 9 o'clock today, tonight, actually. The last one that I'm going to give, the last one before I call this man's name. You are one person ahead before your promotion. When you know how to appear before greatness and honor, those greater than you, you will never hear any door closing before you. There are people you honor. Your life become easy. They become doors that can only be unlocked by honor. Dishonor kicked Vashti out of the palace, but honor brought Esther before the presence of the king. Touch the heart of the king. It's an art, a craft that can only be mastered by a skilled artisan. In destiny, this man has touched my heart. You can be anointed or gifted without honor. You will remain limited, inferior. Honor open doors, the doors of great men in your life. Alex, wake up.
It ends there.
You said it was 2 minutes, man.
I told you guys it's long.
It's long, hey.
So, are you sure you don't need, like, counseling, therapy or something?
But I do agree with him. If the country listened to me, it'd be a better country.
Did he say that?
He said...
He was making sense at some point.
No, he said, "Essay, listen to this young man.
Who speaks in third person?
The thing is,
he sometimes speaks in third person as God.
I'm sending like a tokolosh. You know, it's just very like.
Who's Yamkela now?
Who's Yamkela exactly?
Bro, this message was not for us, bro. That's what I'm saying. We are not prophets. We can't decipher it. That's why we don't can't make sense of it.
The person who's for it'll find the ears.
It'll find the ears, but it was needed to be played.
All right, man. That was just so weird. And
bro, we can laugh.
I was expecting fireworks. So I thought he was gonna like. Prophesy like things that are specific
Message is not for you.
We should call Tez.
The message is not for you. That's why it makes no sense to you. And you're not a prophet, so you can't decipher
it. Maybe he's just a sundown fan.
Yes.
And did he look fine? He's okay.
He looks like an average person.
Jeez, okay. Maybe the message is legit and it's not for us then.
We can't ridicule such things because...
No, I'm not ridiculing.
No, I'm just saying we're like... That's why it was important to play it.
Yeah.
Because whatever it's meant to do, it shall do. But it's not for us.
Mm.
All I know is that the country must listen to me.
And the person begging and having to expose who killed AKA. There's a lot of things that you are just saying.
It's a prophecy. You can't make sense of it, guys. You can't make sense of it because he even said that he's been sent and the prophet was speaking via him. To say, I have sent this guy.
Then he said he's God.
Yeah, he's God.
Ah.
Shikwembu. Yeah, Shikwembu. I love that word. That tongue Shikwembu. Word. Shikwembu, man. Hey, it's Shikwembu.
So powerful.
Yeah, Shikwembu. Like Shikwembu.
Do you need a drink, Sosa?
Yeah, so you need a stiff one. Eh? You really need a stiff one, man. Sorry about that, Zozo, that you had to experience all of that.
Anyway, yeah, we out of here, man. On a lighter note, let me play my brand new single, which drops at midnight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dope.
Yes.
Are we not having Wandi?
And it's the Nguwe Naledi.
Are we not having the OnlyFans girl?
No, Wandi's a friend of the show. We'll drop it next week.
Oh, okay. I thought it was part of... Oh, no. Dope. Okay, cool.
No.
It's called Naledi Nguwe.
Yeah, Naledi Nguwe.
Someone actually asked, why did she stop uploading videos?
Who?
On YouTube.
She said she wanted to be a housewife.
Oh, okay,
cool.
So that's why I slave away.
Oh. And you have to be dropping singles.
Exactly.
At midnight. Aulali. Here
we go. So this is my brand new single featuring Audio Addicts, Lady Steezy, and Tepo Keys. It's called Naledi Nguwe. Drops midnight, yeah? Make sure you stream it, ne?
Your woman, yeah?
Dedication to my woman. Oh. The one and only.
Beautiful. The one who's 50%.
Yeah. Yonki Inta.
50% of everything.
Yonki Inta. Beautiful.
I'll record this forever. Angisiboni, it's all of fun and now. Angimboni, omunye, ngaphandle kwakho. Angisiboni, it's all of lunye thando.
Ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki, ungo yig, even if when they ask you, how sabiin, do not fear, for if you do, just say, Anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship, this is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.